Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey, man, it feels like the worm has turned. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Carl has got the weekend off. He has bankrolled Juneteenth into a four-day weekend, and our man Chris Turtle Thomas is filling it. What's up, brother?
How you doing, Mikey B? It's been a minute.
I know. Our producer became on-air talent. He's highfalutin. I saw him get dropped off by a black car. He's no longer just regular Uber. So we're hanging out at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We got plenty to talk about. We start every hour of every show with a big hearty.
Hey man.
And before we talk about the glorious Braves sweep of the Mets, I want to give a shout-out to some great listeners who are here today. And we've got a great audience. We can't do it without you. As Carl says, without you, there is no us. But two proud members of the Naval Academy, again, start with Bobby and his lovely wife, Lauren, who met in Annapolis and went on to serve. And just a huge Falcons fan. His dad played for the Falcons back in the day with Tommy Nobis, was just wrapping up his career, and Jeff Van Oat and Peachtree Bart. Just really cool dude. So huge Falcons fan, has season tickets, big Dukes and Bell listener. So I want to give a shout-out. And thanks for your service, guys. Very cool. And a cheap date because I couldn't get them to take a shot.
Well, I think if we need a third-string running back, I think we know where we can find one, too.
I was going to say. This guy is yoked. I mean, this dude looks like he's played football, by the way. I mean, he's a rock star. Got recruited from Florida State. But he chose the Naval Academy, which I think is awesome. And he was basically extolling the virtues of a Naval Academy appearance in a 16-team playoff, which is certainly a possibility. Just can't lose a game. On that note, hey, man, how was your last night? I was just thinking this is – and you don't want to be like the master of hyperbole, but you just feel like the Mets are so mentally weak and soft. Historically, that's been them. You've seen it against the Braves. Now, again, last year, certainly they went further, but still, it's just a team that you feel when the Braves are playing at their best, they have the Mets in their head.
Yeah, and it's been that way for years, as you said, Mike. And listen, we've all been hyping up this 13-game stretch. This is what it's all about. 13 straight games against the NL East, 13 straight games to improve your record, not only in the division, but in the wild card standings. Right. You're knocking it down. That's all you can do. It's the cliche, but it's true, Mike Bell. One game at a time. That's how you have to approach this thing, and to start 3-0 and to do it in a convincing fashion in two out of the three games, it's all you can ask for.
Right, and now you look at this and you say, hey, we can continue this role because you take the three. You got the fish sandwich, as we said, going down to Miami. We will talk about why there's a rookie on the bump making a start. It's more about how just difficult this series of condensed schedule is for the Braves to kind of set them up for success back in New York and then henceforth with Philly. So we'll talk to Alex Anthopoulos too, by the way. Great job by Chris and Day-Day getting that job done. So we'll talk to Alex Anthopoulos about 2:40. Bryant McFadden, our weekly visit with him, will be at 4 today. We'll talk to Steve Coonan. What is the Hawks' plan? Next week we'll be at State Farm Arena for the draft. Are we going to trade them picks? I mean, watching last night at Siakam, I'm like, man, I wish that guy could have signed here.
Yeah.
He didn't want to play in Atlanta. Didn't want to do
it. Exactly what the Hawks need, Mike Bell. There's a couple of guys I have my eye on this offseason. I've been pounding the table for a guy like Walker Kessler out of Utah, the big man. I think he's a guy, he's reportedly frustrated out there in Utah. I would give me 13, 22, next year's one, whatever it takes to get a guy like that
in here. Miles Turner, Naz Reid, but Siakam, that's the secret sauce we need. So we'll talk more about that with Steve. Steve Cooney will tell us the plan. He will spill the tea. Probably not. But we'll try anyway, about 4:40. But getting back to the Braves, one of the big things last night, in addition to the offensive output, how bad the Mets pitching was. Walking in runs, looking totally discombobulated. Every time a Mets pitcher came out of the bullpen, it looked like he was basically going, dead man walking, like he was heading to the electric chair. And then they basically did that. They died on the mound. On the flip side, though, Spencer Strider. Really cool to have Tom Glavine on the call last night, because it's great to hear a Hall of Famer, you know, who knows the game and certainly knows about pitching, to talk and diagnose what Spencer Strider was doing. First, here's Strider on how big it was sweeping the Mets.
I'm sure for myself, I mean, speaking for myself, and then I'm sure for everybody else, it's just reassuring to go out and, you know, have some, you know, justification for the work you've been doing, and that belief that we've had this whole time that we can play better baseball. And so now the challenge is to continue to do it, obviously. So it doesn't get easier from here. And I think that the idea would be that the struggles we've had up to this point and whatever we might encounter for the rest of the season is all in preparation for what we're ultimately trying to accomplish. And it's going to make us better. And we've just got to continue to believe that and keep working.
You know, I think the thing is, Mike, I'll raise my hand up right away. Shame on me, because when Strider first came back, I was expecting Spencer Strider. And that's not fair.
Well,
because he needs to be able to get back to the form in which he is right now. And Ronald Acuña Jr. doing what he's doing this season set, in my opinion, an unfair precedent about a guy coming back off of a major injury. Because he's playing like an MVP from pitch one, literally, since he came back in Strider. It's taken him 5 and 6 starts to get back to where he was. And now I think there's no doubt in my mind that we'll continue to see marked improvement as he continues to go start to start.
I know that the velocity, as you just brought up, is he going to get back to 99? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, last night, to be, you know, up in his pitch count in the 80s and still throwing 96, as Tom Glavine pointed out on FanDuel along with Frenchie and our buddy Brandon Gaudin, that's certainly encouraging. Here's more from Strider, speaking of his velo and getting back to where he wants to be.
Yeah, there's been improvement for sure. Just really diving in on biomechanics, and I feel like I've built such a large database for these types of moments. You know, rehab of an injury being one of the biggest ones, is you're trying to build yourself from a starting point into, you know, the best version of yourself. And so having science and resources and data at your disposal to do that is critical. And I think that the difficult part in season can be that, you know, change doesn't happen that fast. And you have this small window start to start to try to make adjustments. And a lot of guys will get very hesitant to change anything, and it, you know, commit to a long-term plan and kind of accept what might occur on the way there. So I've had to do that before in my career, and so I was prepared for it, and I knew that was going to be a part of this rehab process. And this doesn't mean that I'm on a perfect trajectory upwards, but by any means. But just knowing that change takes time and improvement takes time, and you've got to stick on the path. You can't get discouraged.
And we talked about it, Chris, last week. I'm sure you said it at night. He's so forthcoming. He gives you pretty much everything. He's an open book. And sometimes I feel it's to his detriment, because you've got to keep a little bit for yourself. But he tells you where he's at. And sometimes you worry about a fragile psyche. But he's getting it together. And he's kind of walking you through the process as he gets it together.
Yeah. Some might call that my Kirk Cousins syndrome.
Yes. Catharsis.
Yeah. The open, the
runneth, catharsis through an open microphone.
Yeah. Runneth your cup over through thine mouth. But, yeah, I like Spencer Strider's approach. Again, like you said, it's very intellectual. It's very coordinated. It's very analytically driven, which is, I mean, listen, it's 2025. That's how baseball goes. But I think if we're all being honest, there was a moment there during those first couple of starts where you were like, oh, boy, especially when A.J. Smith-Shawver goes down, Ronaldo Lopez, we all know the state of the rotation right now. You need this guy to be the pitcher that he's capable of being. And now, over his last couple of starts, it looks like he's turned the corner.
So the Braves get it done, as you heard it with Joe. Now 10 games back of the Mets in the NL East. The Phillies tied with the Mets for the lead. The wild card is now down to 5.5. Now, initially we thought we'd never catch the Mets, but again, if history, and I said let's not get into the past as prologue, because it looks like the Mets were really unstoppable, and now they're stoppable. And so now they get the New York media on top of it. It's a 6-game losing streak. So all the pressure in New York, Yankees finally snapped their schneid, and they were getting heat up there as well. So you know how this builds. Just try to get some momentum. get it down to single digits where it's workable. And now Alex, because again, I would not fault Alex for being a seller if this number stayed at 10 by the All-Star break, but now you got some real confidence that maybe the worm has turned. We have had some false positives before, but now you feel this is good because it's head-to-head with the Mets. But you can't backslide. I mean, no blank Sherlock. You've got a young rookie going tonight, and we'll get into that with Alex, and we'll talk about it more with Grant McCauley. But you've got a guy, and I like this. I heard Frank Cort talk about it last night, saying, hey, let's go for it because you need to get these wins and stack it against the Mets. The head-to-head that really matters coming up in the high end of the division with the Mets and the Phillies. So we'll see where it goes. But what do you think about a young guy throwing into a pennant race before the All-Star break?
Yeah, I mean, listen, anything you get, you consider it a win, right? So Didier Fuentes literally turned 20 years old 3 days ago, which is pretty crazy.
Now, again, in the old days, you could have a guy. I remember when I was a kid and Doc Gooden made his debut at 19. It was like, wow. So, but now, of course, you got to treat these guys like Fabergé eggs and pitch counts and all this. But this is a kid who's showing some stuff down there at the minors, latest at Gwinnett. Let's see. Support him. Get out there and bombs away. Jansen Junk. Man, we've got Blewett and Bummer. Well, we had Blewett. But now that could be the horse name in the bigs. But Jansen Junk going up for the Marlins. He's actually got a pretty low ERA. He's bounced around a bunch of teams. I think he's got like 20 career starts. Support this young guy. Bombs away in Miami tonight, and let's get things rolling.
Well, with the way Acuna's been playing, I mean, he could set the tone right away. Just do it again. Right. Hit on another home run to start the game.
It'll be like 8,000 people down there. 7,000 will be Braves fans.
Yeah. Fuentes is, just for those scoring at home, the 10th prospect in the Braves system, and he is somebody that is currently sporting a 4.95 ERA throughout his minor league appearances. So not great, but he does have good stuff.
And in case you're wondering, for folks keeping score at home, and if you're keeping score at home, look inside yourself. Thanks to Day-Day, it's the youngest Braves starter since Mike McQueen in 1970. As we come to the bottom of another fifth.
Sorry, that's all the skip you're going to get. We're live here, guys, at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'll come back. We'll get the daily download, talk about the NBA Finals. Doris, what do you think?
I thought that was tremendous jump shooting from the Pacers.
Thanks, Doris. They tied the series, now forcing a game 7. Have they got the upper hand? Imagine if Halliburton can get his girlfriend to rub that calf for him. More on that coming up as well. Live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, Dukes and Bell with Chris Thomas. Join the party.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Braves get it done. You feeling it? You buying it? Next hour, we'll open up the phone lines and say if you are, yeah, I'm in. Matter of fact, I told all Braves fans about 3 weeks ago, keep those receipts, and that's fine. Just, you know, we go, as Carl says, we go with what we know. And this was a big shot in the right direction and a shot in the arm for Strider we just talked about. Another guy's been playing great. I was on his butt earlier, Chris, is Matt Olson.
Yep.
Matt Olson's coming alive. So that's just so many good things and positives to take from this series against the Mets. And as we said, I mean, the Mets, you know, this is a team which has shown an ability, certainly against the Braves, to take the collar. That's code for choke.
Yes. And the thing is, too, Mike, I think that's going underreported right now is they're down 4 starting pitchers.
And you saw it this series. Yeah. They had absolute hot garbage on the bump.
They were. Other than Peterson, he was good, and he's been their only good starter outside of Senga, who's now hurt. And you got to wonder what this team can do given all these injuries now.
I had to laugh. If you didn't hear the broadcast last night, it was so funny. It's like Holmes has got the bases loaded. He's got a full count. And the stupid earpiece thing, which, again, I hate.
Yeah.
You know me. I don't need nets. I can sit behind. I know, crazy. Believe it or not, we survived all through childhood without getting killed by a baseball. And then you got these stupid earpieces. It's like, so the catcher goes up there. You can tell him what you want to call right there. It's going to be his last pitch one way or the other. Either he strikes the guy out, gets a force out, or he walks him. They were going to pull him. And I had to laugh because it's like, just why don't you tell him what you need right here and get back behind the dish? 5-minute delay for that one, which I thought was more advantage for the Braves, as Tom Glavine pointed out on FanDuel last night.
Yeah, it was something, Mike. It reminds you, unfortunately, baseball thinks it's church and it needs to operate as such.
Oh,
unfortunately,
just insane.
They have adapted some to the modern times. The pitch clock was a good idea, but when you think of baseball, it is a slow crawl towards modern technology.
That was absolutely hysterical. And again, all the walks last night, just unbelievable to see Mets pitchers. I mean, just walk after walk after walk, and again, make it count, and they have to. So continue now against the Marlins, no let up, I should say, and then back with the Mets for 4 games up at Citi Field. And if this continues for the Mets, you know, the fans will be on it, media will continue the heat. Let's get into more about the Braves and the NBA Finals with our daily download.
Story number one.
Hey, man, Pacers just getting it done. And it wasn't a great night from Tyrese Haliburton because he's got that calf issue and he's just trying to be as competitive as possible. I was telling Day-Day, Chris, before the show, that Chet Holmgren, he irks me. Just skinny dweeb. You know, an amazing disappearing act that he pulled again, like much of the Thunder in this game.
Yeah, he's looked Frankensteinish on the court this final series, unfortunately. It's funny, Mike. The leading scorer for last night's game was SGA with only 21 points.
Yeah, 7 of 15, only attempted 1 3-point shot. I know he makes his range with a mid-range jumper, thanks, Doris. And it's certainly effective. But the way that Siakam just played like a rock star last night, just unbelievable. Let's start with Tyrese Haliburton and how they were able to basically, and it was almost like body language. Even though they started off ice-cold shooting, that Indiana was not going to lose game 6.
We just wanted to protect home court. You know, we didn't want to see these guys celebrate a championship on our home floor, backs against the wall, and we just responded. So many different guys chip in. Total team effort. Really proud of this group.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, Mike, people got on Rick Carlisle a couple of games ago for not sticking with TJ McConnell. They stuck with him last night.
Right.
And he was really, really good again.
12 points when it mattered most. I mean, you hear it. It's like a hockey crowd. Obi Toppin with 20, so their bench really stepping up last night. Of course, Siakam with that dunk. I don't know, and we were Day-Day and I were talking about Jalen Williams, get out of there! Get out of there! And all of a sudden, whammy! As that was just, and so that's, you know, sometimes when I watch SportsCenter, like during the regular season, top 10, oh, it's a dunk, yippee freaking kaye, it's like every other dunk. Then there's dunks that are momentum shifters or exclamation points or just, you know, prove this game is out of reach, and that was one of those.
Yeah, like if you watched that game live and did not have a reaction to where you almost hopped up out of your seat or, you know, whatever, then you have no pulse, as some would say.
Man, and it's funny. We were talking about this, Chris, you and I, before the show. Last night watching the game, my buddy Rocco from back where I grew up is like, I can't stand – I like Breen. He grew up with Breen, you know, calling local, but I miss Kevin Harlan. I think we all miss Kevin Harlan. Imagine how Harlan would have made that call.
Or even Ian Eagle. I mean, right. You can't go wrong with either one of those guys.
ESPN takes the fun out of almost everything but hockey. Hey, more from Therese Halliburton. Apparently, when his girlfriend that he – and what a lovely girlfriend he has – aren't watching dating shows on TV, she is busy manipulating that calf. Giddy up.
It's the finals. You know, all of us got to give everything we have. You know, I give everything I have for this group in this locker room. So I'm just trying to come out here and play the best of my ability. My guys have had my back all year, and especially tonight, and that means the world to me.
So, Mike, I must turn you on to something if you have not found this already. There is a new series that the NBA is doing digitally. Mm-hmm. It is called Guess Your NBA Boyfriend or Husband.
Guess and, your NBA Boyfriend.
And it is a commentator interviewing one stunningly beautiful woman after another, and they are all wives and girlfriends of the NBA players in the finals. Right. And they go through a series of questions, and then by the end, it gives the audience a chance to guess who the player is.
Right.
And it is a phenomenal series to watch.
Okay. Check that out. Thank you. You are my pulse for the interweb.
Guess your NBA husband or boyfriend. It's
hey, man,
great.
It's our daily download here on Dukes of Bell. Chris in for Carl today. It's brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. If you're trying to lose some LBs, man, they've helped me keep the 30 pounds off thanks to Dr. Jeff and company over there at ATL Live Well. Story number two, back to the Bravos.
Story number two.
Said it to Chris earlier. I was killing Matt Olson, and now I'm praising Matt Olson because he's back in the mix. Look, if he gets cold, he's ice cold. But when he gets rolling, he's a streaky guy. We've seen what he can do in 23. Here's that bases-clearing double as Matt had a couple of them last night.
Down the right field line. Stay fair. Yes, it will. Here they come. Riley around third. A bases-clearing double for Matt Olson, and Atlanta breaks it open.
That's the most emotion you'll see Matt. He just pumped his fist, and I said, this team, they smell blood and water right now.
And that's the thing I was talking about. And, you know, some Braves fans only want to talk about the metrics, that the analytics. What a pulse. You know, and look, not everybody experiences or uses the emotion to feed off it or plays that way, but that's what's great to see Matt Olson, the fist pump. Yeah, give me some of that, man. Give me some juice.
Well, I know this goes back to certainly when I was working with you and Carl, Mike. Who's the leader?
Right.
Who's the leader on this team? And when Matt Olson does something like that, okay, maybe I don't need you going back to the clubhouse and kicking over trash cans, but if you can give me some more of that, I'll take it.
Good to see you last night. Spencer Strider, 97 pitches. We talked about the velocity, able to maintain that as he was well into the deep 80s and 90s with his pitches. We talked about the rest of the bullpen. You know, De Los Santos, normally I get nervous as hell when he's out there. He was good. And then Leon Montero, because it wasn't a safe situation. So Iglesias, who did a good job too, by the way, in this series.
Yeah, he is slowly but surely turning it around. I'm excited to ask AA, what is their plan to bolster the bullpen? Because even if he does return to closer form, you still need another guy in the back end.
As Chris mentioned, Alex Anthopoulos, guys, right here, 240 on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, the game. Braves defeat the Mets 7-1, sweep them, as we said, 5.5 in the wild card, 10 games against the Mets, 3 with the Marlins, then 4 with the Mets up at Citi Field. And that's why they're going with their rotation and bringing up a young man who's going to make his debut, Didier Fuentes. The youngest Braves starters, we said, since Mike McQueen in 70. So, hey, hopefully just take the pressure off it by having a big inning first.
No relation to Daisy Fuentes. I did check.
Or Tito Fuentes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm excited to see the young kid get a shot. I mean, listen, with the way the Braves' offense has finally been clicking a little bit, this is as good of a time as any to give him a shot because you feel like the run support could actually be there as opposed to what it was at the start of the season.
Daily download story number three. We're just less than a week now away from the NBA draft.
Story number three.
All right, now you try to make a good impression. Famously in NFL draft history, Ryan Leaf blows off the Bill Polian and Colts interview, and Peyton shows up with a dossier and about 15 questions for the organization, and you can figure out the rest is history. We're talking about a guy that started here in Atlanta, Ace Bailey, meeting with the Sixers, projected to be a top five pick. Philly's sitting there at three. They're going to, I guess, restart their process. Bailey apparently blows off a meeting with the Sixers day-to-day?
Yeah, he was scheduled last week, and apparently with no reasoning, decided not to show up. And so now lots of speculations out there, including whether or not it's a case of him trying to kind of leverage where he wants to end up, which is I find kind of weird because they're saying that, that some of these execs and some of these talking heads are predicting that he wants to stay on the East Coast. And I'm like, well, why didn't you show up for the 76ers then? That is an East Coast team. But right. Some saying that he actually may even want to be in Atlanta, which but my question is, are you messing up your stock by not showing up? He's the only U.S.-based prospect that hasn't tried out yet for a team.
And you're not coming from Europe, so you're closer.
Right.
Doesn't bode well.
The thing is with a kid like this, Mike and Dede, what it comes down to ultimately is he's not good enough to dictate his own terms like this.
Right.
He's not LeBron James. He's not Giannis. He's not Luka. He's not one of these can't-miss guys. He's a guy that had a nice college career, was on an underperforming Rutgers team, and was not able to get the job done in the postseason in college. So, quite frankly,
right.
I don't know where he gets the unmitigated gall to pull a move like this, Mike.
Yeah, are we going to use our 13 and 22? Those are our picks. Are we going to trade them? Are they going to be part of a package? You know, again, the NBA, they do it backwards. I've never understood why they do the draft and then free agency. But I guess some of these deals are already in place potentially. So, yeah, again, guys, we've got two draft picks. We'll try to ask Steve. Steve's not going to give us any information. We'll try to pull it out of him. But if you're looking for names, I don't know. I said a center. But a center, you're going to draft. He's a young guy out of France. He won't be ready. He'll be developmental. I understand the hand-wringing about missing out on Wemby by 1 year. But there's other dudes. There's a large man from China. There's a guy from Michigan.
I like
there's a couple
kid,
of dudes.
Yeah, the kid from Duke, I actually like. I can't think of his name, but I like that kid. I think if he was to fall at for 13, I mean, he is projected to go high, but right. I think he'd be solid.
I like Queen, too. Yeah. I think Derek Queen is a good option. He might be gone, though, by the time.
Mamalouk's 7 to the Pelicans on this mock draft.
Yeah, he might not be there.
Or
either.
Package. I mean, but again, if 22 plus 13 equals top 10, we'll see. Or just trade him, and who knows. I have no earthly idea what the Hawks are going. No one does. I don't think the Hawks do. We'll come back. We'll talk to a man who's got a plan, I think. We'll see if we can pull his game plan out about what are we going to be looking for. Chris has brought us some great points. I think you need to get an upgraded shortstop. I think you got to find a closer unless he has confidence in Iglesias. We'll talk to Alex Anthopoulos about the Braves sweep of the Mets, how Strider looked, and more next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, man. Dukes and Bell with Chris Thomas in for Carl today, basking in the warm afterglow of a sweep of the Mets. I mean, just Keystone Cops on the bump for the Mets last night. Braves getting some clutch. Spencer Strider getting his velocity up. I mean, everything you could check, look for, and hopefully they don't give anything back against the Marlins with a rookie on the mound. We'll talk more about that. But right now, speaking of the Bravos, join us on the WaitFor.com hotline. One of the best GMs in the business, Alex Anthopoulos. I know you're very busy. We appreciate the time, Alex, and congratulations on that sweep.
No, I appreciate it. I know you guys had asked after we made the change with the third base coach, and I didn't go on, not because I was trying to dodge you guys. I felt like a 45-minute Zoom call after, and I figured I didn't want to overdo the media stuff. But in hindsight, right, there was so much garbage that came out after that, whether it's people claiming to be insiders or articles that were so wrong. I probably should have done some media because some of that stuff was way out to lunch too.
Right on. And that's why we get it from the horse's mouth. First off, we'll go work from last night, work our way back. How excited are you to see Strider kind of really finding velocity and finding some confidence out there?
You know what? I saw him after the game, so, you know, I'm not watching in the clubhouse, but I go down around the ninth inning, and he was there watching on the TVs, and he was pumped. You know, Spencer's super competitive, super obsessive about his career, and he wants to be great, and I've told him this 100 times. He will squeeze every single inch out of his career, and he will not leave a drop on the table. So he was excited, and I think just stepping up, you know, we went to him and said, how do you feel about throwing on normal rest? We've been giving him extra rest coming off surgery and so on. How do you feel about going normal rest against the Mets? And he was all in, and, you know, we want to make sure he was on board with it. But he knows his breaking ball is coming back, command. He can pitch without 100. You know, he still can pitch 95, 96, 97. And command the ball because the ball moves. But he was excited, and it's great. It's, you know, he's slowly starting to build up, and it's a big moment. Those other two guys, Schwalbach and Fail, stepped up big. You know, I don't say there's a lot of pressure, but for him to step up in a moment like that in a big game is huge.
Alex, after you get the result you got in these last three games, how much does it affirm your belief in what this team is capable of and your plan to add to this roster moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, look, we still got a massive hole, you know, so people are like, oh, are you excited, this and that? I mean, yeah, look, I'd rather win than lose, of course, but we're still under 500, so we're not even looking at the standings. We're not, you know, my view on all this stuff, even in years past, is I never look at the standings. If you're winning and you're not playing well, you know you're winning, but the offense doesn't look great, the bullpen doesn't look great, the rotation doesn't look great, you don't really feel good about it, right? So when you start feeling good is when you think parts of the team are clicking. Because then you know if you are clicking, the wins will just follow. So, yeah, you want to win that night because it's still important. But, you know, I believe in this team because the roster and the talent that we have is so strong. And you guys have heard me say this before. I'm a big run differential guy. Our expected one loss, I think, is 39 and 35. But we're not, you know. We are who we are. And we're 500. But it points to the talent. And, look, we still want to be better than that. But now, if we were four back in the loss column or five back in the loss column of the division, we'd feel a lot better today, right? So, but we could still get on a run. We could still get better. And, you know, look, I'm just not wired to sell and things like that. I mean, it would have to be just so many things pointing in that direction. But when you have a positive run differential and you have the talent we have and it's young, this was an old, aging team in the last year of their contracts and so on, yeah, then that's a totally different scenario. But these guys are so young. There's so much upside. And we have not played our best baseball yet. And there's 90-some-odd games left or close to it. And even after the trade deadline, people think the season's over. 2 months is an eternity in baseball. And I think that's some teams, in my mind, decide to pull the cord a little too early because 2 months is a long time. So I expect us to be in this thing all the way to the end.
Alex Anthopoulos is with us, guys, Braves GM. And as you said to start the conversation, you know, when things are going south, people are throwing everything out there. And I was saying on the radio, I said, do they just not speak the same language as Tim Hires? Because Seitzer had pretty good success in 23. And I just don't know when a team's not hitting. You know, certainly Brian Snicker can't do anything. You can't do anything. Do you feel that Money Harris is going to come around? Or, I mean, is this where he's going to be living? He's just not going to be a guy that's going to rake for you.
No, great question. And look, and with the coaches too, right? So, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, we had great success with Kevin Seitzer and Bobby McGiannis, and they were great. And that was a tough decision because, you know, it was one of those, are we going to trade all these players or do we try? You know, you hate the line you see in sports. We need a new voice. Right. The classic cliche line, right? But
we said it.
You know, we ultimately went, yeah, exactly. But, you know, this was the one time it actually I felt like it applied. It wasn't because, you know, these guys didn't work hard or they didn't connect with the players or, you know, it was but they left it all out on the table in 24, right? They didn't say, oh, I'm saving my good stuff for 2025. Let me hold back in 24, right? So everything they had in their tool belt, they brought it out, and we still didn't ultimately get the results, right? So we ultimately said, do we trade the players or do we try something else? And that's ultimately, unfortunately, is make a change with the coaches. Well, make a change, and obviously Tim Hyers is very accomplished, had a ton of success with a lot of teams. You know, at some point, then it goes to the players, right? It's exactly what you're asking about. So, look, Mike, we've seen how good he can be. We've seen how streaky he is. I've talked to him various times over the course of the year. He cares. He's trying. He's working. We're all watching the same thing. He's not a 590 OPS guy or 580 or 650 or 690, capable of so much more. We haven't been able to solve it. He hasn't been able to solve it. So he's a young player going through ups and downs, and, you know, you have to believe in the talent, the work ethic. Sometimes it takes longer than you want it to. I mean, everyone had Marcell Ozuna left for dead for about a year and a half, you know, and then he finally got it going. But even Mike last year got off to a slow start, got hurt, came back. The last 2 months he was on fire. Into the two-game series against the Padres, he was on fire. And even the year prior to that, he was awful at the beginning, and then he caught fire. He talked about talking to Marcell Ozuna, and he caught fire. So, you know, am I seeing anything right now that I can tell you, hey, this guy's about to go off? No. You know, do I know he's working at it every day? Absolutely. So, look, over time, you know, if it continues for a longer period of time, that's, you know, Mike, your point is fair, right? But I'm not there yet, you know, because he's still so young, and I've seen him be so good, and he hasn't done this for a year or 2 years in a row. He's done it for months, chunks of months, but then he's been sizzling hot at the same time.
Raisel Iglesias appears to be rounding back into form, which is great news for Braves country, Alex. But what level of urgency are you placing on bolstering the back end of the bullpen?
Yeah, so I know, and it was talked, and again, we're up there in blown saves. I don't know where we are lately, but we were top two. And right. Look, he's the first guy. He was killing him. You know, he's so proud. He works so hard. And it was absolutely killing him. You know, he was just telling us, just like, I do everything. I run. I mean, this guy's one of the hardest working guys. I'll watch from my office. He's on the field. He's running poles. He's doing everything. But his stuff is still very good. You know, he throws strikes. The home run rate is really high, extremely high, way higher than where it's been in his career. And look, guys are hitting the ball hard, obviously, to hit it over the fence, right? But that could be a double. That could be a lineup. That could be a flyout. But they happen to be going over the fence this year. I do believe he's going to get going and he's going to get hot. Look, back end of the bullpen-wise, I think things are starting to settle in a little bit. I mean, Eniel De Los Santos, a terrible outing against Colorado. Didn't get anybody out. Last night he looked great. Not the same game, but I remember when Joe Jimenez against Colorado after Luke Jackson came in, he didn't get anybody out on that road trip, and then we went to San Francisco. So De Los Santos went into that game with a 2-7. And, you know, right. Lee's been fantastic. I think Dylan Dodd's an emerging left-handed reliever. Aaron Bummer's been very good, solid for us. So, look, I think at the deadline, you can always look to add a reliever. We've done it in the past when we added Pierce. And Pierce as well has been streaky, but he's had some moments where he's been really good. So you can always get better, no doubt about it. You know, I've said this before. I don't think that's our glaring issue. There's definitely room for improvement. You know, the offense for me has been 1, 2, 3, and 4, just getting it going because these guys are capable of being so good.
Right. We'll get Profar back, and unfortunately, if he does rake, we won't have him for the postseason. Obviously, beyond your control.
I'd love to have that problem. Sign me up for that problem right now.
Hopefully, he comes in and kicks
butt. I would bank it today.
What about Marcell Ozuna? And is there a number in your mind about retaining him, or you feel he's going to trade? He'll get too much in the open market.
No, you know what? Look, Marcell loves being here. Loves it. You know, I know I say that, I feel like, with every free agent. You know, it's like, here we go. Says it every time, and they all leave. So, no, he legit, like, I'm proud of the fact that people love being in Atlanta. They love being here. And that has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with the fans, the ballpark, the community, the clubhouse. I think all the support staff we have. I'm not hanging out with those guys, right? And having a competitive winning team, it's not something on our radar right now. You know, we did the contract, we did the club option on it, and he's been so good for us. the last little while. So I know you were front and center signing him back way back when, Mike. And, you know, it's the greatest comeback in sports because you look at that thing, I was like, man, that was a brutal deal. And I felt terrible. I was like, how did I whiff? You know, and then he brought, and I told him this to his face, greatest comeback in sports. And he's awesome. You know, he's a great guy. And we love having him. So, you know, we have the payroll. We're top 10. You know, that's something that once you get to the winter, you get close to the offseason, then you take stock and say, okay, like we lost A.J. Smith-Sharper. You know, do we have other injuries? What do you need going into 26? What kind of depth do you have? How does it look? Because the landscape changes, the world changes, who's available. So you're careful to commit dollars too early, but at the end of the day, you know, we'll definitely have a conversation with him. We love having him.
Alex, speaking of resources, do you feel like you're given the appropriate amount of resources you need to build the best team possible?
Yes, and I know at fans, we had an A-list event. It's a Brave season ticket holder event. And right. Look, I appreciate people, you know, trying to make excuses for me. Like, oh, you know, you don't have enough money or resources. We have plenty, you know. Top 10, that's plenty. And it's gone up every single year. We've set a record for Braves payroll every year I've been here. We're well over $200 million. We were at 125 when I first got here. Of course we want more. Everyone does. Fans do. You know, even if you're the Yankees or the Dodgers, you want more. And I understand. Top four payrolls in the game. Two of them happen to be in the NL East, the Phillies and the Mets. But that's part of the challenge, you know? But it's not like we're 20th or 21st like when I first got here. So they're reinvesting every year. And look, and again, I have plenty. I just have to be better. You know, like I spend my money wisely. I can't miss. And I'd love to be able to tell you I'm going to bat 1,000. I'm not. You know, and I'm going to miss. I'm going to make some bad signings. I'm going to make some bad trades. And but I got to get more right than wrong. Otherwise, you'd be talking to somebody else on these calls. So, but, you know, but to me, it's part of the challenge. And look, that's why we have to make tough decisions at times where we have to let guys go. We don't want to go into this scenario where, like some of these other teams, they win the World Series and then they have to tear it down again and go through a rebuild. We're trying to just, you know, continually be good and be contending and be great. And that means taking some risks on some free agents, you know, getting some upside, right. You know, bringing up young players, giving the young guys opportunities. We don't have a salary cap, but when you have a payroll, that is your own internal cap in a way, right? We always have the ability to go above it and beyond it. But, you know, we have the resources. I just, you know, I have to be as good as I can be in my job.
And again, not to double down on it, but okay, too late. My thing, Alex, and I always defend you because I feel like the Phillies, they spend $70 million more than us, and that's like that's the one or two pieces that maybe puts us over the top or keeps us competitive when you're dealing with injuries. And that, I guess that's my beef, if you could just tell the guys that, you know, sign your check.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Just give me a little more in the envelope.
Yeah, you know what? Look, I say this. Look, there's no doubt having more money, right, it allows you to build more depth. It allows you to paper over things. I mean, I'd probably name them if I spend time on it, but go through our bench pieces over the years. We just don't spend money on the bench, right? And right. Because we're trying to spend money on frontline players. And what happens is injuries happen, drop in performance. Your bench is not as strong as some of these other clubs. And that's an impact. Right now, right. We try to target healthy guys as frontline guys, guys that are going to be durable, guys that are going to be out there, right? So you're trying to manage and balance all that stuff. But I'll tell you this, it's exciting when you get a chance to beat those guys too, because you know you're doing it with less. So, and we've done it before. So, look, the way that the process is set up is, you know, the team is set up to, players are set up to get more expensive every single year. It's supposed to get harder every single year. We want the Olsons and the Rileys and the Harrises and the Striders and all these guys to make 10, 15, 20, 25 million bucks, whatever it's going to be, because that means they're doing well, right? We don't want them not making money, getting non-tendered, becoming free agents. We want them to be all-stars. But when they're coming up and they make the minimum like a Drake Baldwin, it's great. I want him to be an all-star. I want him to be an MVP. He'll ultimately get paid, which he deserves to, and he should. But then there's an opportunity cost, right? And there's only so much pie to go around. So now we have to bring up the next Drake Baldwin and give him a chance and let a Travis d'Arnaud go, who's awesome and is a clubhouse leader. It's $8 million that we can reallocate. And it's tough because that's great value for us, having Travis d'Arnaud on a one-year deal at $8 million. But because other guys are starting to get paid, we have to make tough decisions. And, look, Charlie Morton the same way. We're giving Grant Holmes an opportunity. You know, he's making the minimum, but that allows us to reallocate money to some of these other guys that we've signed.
Right. It seems like he's going through Drake Baldwin, what Austin Riley went through. There's that adjustment period. He cooled off this month. And I've been a proponent of saying, hey, if you can get some assets for Sean Murphy, again, I don't expect you to answer that question. I'm just bloviating.
I'll answer it.
I think that gives you an opportunity, based on what you just talked about with your budget, to maybe pick up some things and let Drake Baldwin blossom in that role full time.
Sure. And what I'd say is, because I know you're a big NFL fan, and you know what, Mike, I'll say this just separately, and not to blow smoke, but I really respect the fact that you buy season tickets to these teams, not the Braves from what I understand, but the United, Falcons, and you go and you show up and you love it and you support, and this isn't just a gig for you. But look, I'd say this, for the catching position, if we had, you know, two shortstops or whatever, I'd understand your point. And I still understand your point, right? I view the catching position as a two-person position. There is no catcher, I believe, in the history of baseball, or at least current baseball, I know for sure, that will play 162 or 142. It just doesn't happen, right? You're likely going to do 100 games, probably maybe 110, 115 on the high end. And there's a high likelihood of getting injured, right? Foul tips, collisions,
right?
Not that you're supposed to collide, and all that type of stuff. And you're always going to have day game after night game and so on. And it's a little bit like the NFL. Well, look, we have Bijan here, right, who gets the majority of the carries. But a lot of these other teams, right, like you take a look at the Lions, right? You got Gibbs and you got Montgomery. You got both. It's a two-person position, and they're valuable and they're important, and you talk about depth. So I personally view it as critically important as to have two. Now, that's my opinion. It's fair for someone to say, look, I don't care. Run a guy out there at 120. We'll get Joe Blow to catch the 40 and go trade this guy to get another spot. That's a fair point. It's got merit. From a philosophical standpoint, we put so much on that position with leadership, game calling, what they do to the guys on the mound and everything else, and it's hard to quantify, that I view it as a two-person position, and it's probably going to stay that way unless, look, something presents itself where it's a no-brainer. I've told players to their face, I'll throw you in the trunk and we're going to drive to wherever and I'll deliver you, you know, but
right.
Realistically, that isn't going to happen.
Alex, before we let you go real quick, a little bit on Didier Fuentes, and then also, has the way Ronald Acuña Jr. been amazing out of the gate make you think about his future in Atlanta?
Yeah, so Didier Fuentes, he's starting tonight. A lot of debate whether we should call him up. Not that he's not talented and so on, but look, he's just turned 20. And look, we've been aggressive. You guys have seen it the years I've been here, and it's not that I want it to be that way, but I'm glad that we're in a position to win and we have a sense of urgency. If we were, you know, felt we had no chance to win and so on, we'd let all these guys stay down there. Grissom, Strider, Harris, Soroka, Fuentes, Smith-Schauber. But if we think you'd give us the best chance to win, we're going to pull, you know, we're definitely going to make the call. So he's got he sits 95, will touch a 7 and an 8. The fastball's outstanding. I don't want to say it's like Strider's, but the same way Strider's fastball's got, we call it hop or ride, or basically you can really get swing and miss up in the zone. He has that. He's got great extension. He's not tall, but the ball will get on you just with his extension. So it's a really good fastball. It plays. He throws it a lot, and he's got good power to it. I've seen him twice now. I love having our affiliates so close to us. You know, Columbus is a new affiliate. If anyone hasn't been, awesome environment. It's an hour 45 away. And if you like Canadian coffee, they have a Tim Hortons there. So really, really close. I give them a plug.
Right.
But I saw him there. I was impressed with him. And his last start before he had a blister, struck out 9 guys in 4 innings. He started really working on a curveball, and we thought that unlocked some things. And I told our farm director, I said, you know what? You know, he's coming back, and we knew we might need a start. And I said, if he comes back to Double-A and he throws well, I don't know that it's real, and I don't know that, you know, I'm going to buy it, but I'm probably still going to be willing to make the move to call him up. I'd rather have him have that next start in Gwinnett. If he gets killed, it'll definitely have us pump the brakes, but if he throws well, that'll make me feel better about calling him up. So he went up there. I went to see him in Gwinnett, which is another great place to be, 45 minutes away. And, you know, he threw great. And he's our best option right now. He's not a finished product. He could still use more time, but the secondary stuff is good. It's inconsistent. He's got a curveball, a slider, and a split. The fastball is plus right now. He will hit on the curveball, the slider, and the split, especially the curveball, but it's going to be hit and miss. But I think he gives us a chance to win. And then, look, Acuña, he's got 3 years beyond the current year. Most times when you're talking about second contracts with guys, that only becomes really a topic of conversation, I'd say historically amongst teams, when a guy's going into his free agent year.
Brother, we always appreciate the time, Alex. And, again, we got 10, 50 more questions, but unfortunately, we got to pay the commercial bills, but thank you so much. And hey, man, yeah, I never like to get freebies, but you know, I got my All-Star ticket, so I'll be there. I'll see you there for the weekend.
Sprinkle the infield a little bit, sure.
Right on, brother. Right. But hey, thanks again for the time.
I have a connection there. I know some guys. I'll have them try to set you up.
I'm up in the 300 right, section with the working men. Thanks, Alex. Take care,
yes,
brother.
See you guys. Bye.
That's Alex Anthopoulos here on WZGC Atlanta. Again, home of the Falcons and home of United and the Hawks, 92.9 The Game. I know we ran late, but we had so much stuff to cover. We only get about once a quarter. We know we had questions you guys wanted to hear. We'll come back, talk about what Alex had to say, NFL talk as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.